Unit 4, page 50. Listening. Exercise 2.
Good afternoon and welcome. I gather all of you are interested in becoming wildlife photographers, so I've brought along some of the pictures I took on two of my most interesting assignments. The first was to South Africa, where I went last year. It's probably one of the best places in the world to be if you're a wildlife photographer. And the second was on my most recent trip to the Amazon, where the wildlife is also amazing. I'll let you see these later, but first of all, I'd like to tell you what being a wildlife photographer entails. Every day, I get emails from people asking me what they have to do to become a professional wildlife photographer. Some of these emails come from young school children doing projects about a future career they would be interested in taking up. But most of these requests come from school leavers seriously thinking about a career as a wildlife photographer. Usually, my first reaction is, I don't know. But of course, this doesn't help. It does, however, indicate that there is no easy answer to this question. It is actually incredibly difficult to become more than a part-time freelancer. There are so many amateurs flooding the market with really good, quality pictures that it's very hard to make a living as a professional. Most of the famous professionals in wildlife photography never had any formal training. Arthur Morris, probably the best-known bird photographer, had been a teacher for years before going full-time into photography. I've only once met anyone with any kind of formal training. He attended a university in England where he did a degree in what's called biology imaging. That's a combination of biology and photography, filming and drawing. And he still ended up working as a safari guide. The best way to get yourself into the profession is to do it alongside a job that brings you as close as possible to your subjects. This could be as a conservationist or travel guide. Then, while photographing, you can slowly start selling pictures while your experience and expertise grows. After a few years, you might decide that you can give up the other job. One thing many people overlook is that once you are a professional, it's no longer about taking great pictures because you love it. It's about earning enough money to compensate for all the expenses, such as equipment, films, processing, travel, etc., and making a living. This puts quite a few people off. But you have to remember that you will not only be marketing your pictures, but in a way, also yourself. So if you're wondering what subject would be best to take at university, forget about creative subjects and take business. You'll certainly find it useful. Now, if you'd like to take a look at these pictures,